You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Oftentimes, Rob, I really like to create my own soundtracks for my videos.
Cool.
You want to hear one?
Please.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. All right.
You have any other options?
No, I normally buy my music from videoblocks.com.
Okay, that might be a better option.
And if you want copyright-free music and a subscription to thousands and thousands of songs, check out videoblocks.com/drone creator.
That's right. And you get $100 off by going to that website.
Check it out, videoblocks.com/drone creator. Well, everyone, as you know, singing is one of my highest qualities and skills in life.
Clearly.
I don't know why I said qualities, but hey, whatever. Anyway, welcome to another unusual episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
Is it unusual? I'm not sure that it's unusual, but I am Rob, and this is episode number 619. And we are grateful. That is not unusual. We are very grateful that you're hanging out with us today.
Yeah, we are very grateful. Thank you for leaving those reviews on iTunes, Overcast, or wherever you download shows. It is helping more and more people listen to the show. I can't believe how many people listen to this every day. Guys, really, thank you. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. I mean that.
Absolutely.
Yep. Awkward silence, because I care. Love you. All right, maybe not that much.
Not a moment of silence.
Anyway, what are we talking about today? It's a hot summer, Rob.
It is a scorcher. Yeah, so middle of June, we had triple digits in Albuquerque, which is a little bit unusual.
Albuquerque is very unusual to have triple digits. People think, oh, well, Albuquerque must be like Phoenix, right? No, Phoenix is 4,000 feet in elevation lower than we are. We are actually higher than most parts of Denver. We are a high mountain climate, which means it's really an amazing climate year round.
It's beautiful here. Yeah, we don't necessarily deal with some of the heat issues a lot of people do in Vegas, Palm Springs, the eastern part of California.
120 degrees.
Yeah, nasty. Just nasty stuff.
So a lot of people are asking, you know, what are the operating limitations for my drone? I don't want to be flying and then all of a sudden it overheats on itself. All I can tell you is my personal experience. So luckily, the caller is actually calling from Las Vegas, Nevada, where I have had an overheating issue in September, one time when I went to this conference that I'll never go to again. So
let's hear the question.
Yeah.
Hello, Rob and Paul. My name is Brady from Las Vegas. I think you guys are fantastic, and I think you guys just need to keep doing what you're doing. You've got a successful business, and you know, I think it's just going to grow from here. I do have a quick question for you. I am looking to get a Phantom 4 Pro, and as you know, in Las Vegas, we have some pretty significant heat up to, you know, about 120 degrees Fahrenheit over the summer. My question is, what kind of operating temperature would be acceptable with the Phantom 4 Pro? Would I be able to do some jobs over the summer in the sun? Do you have any extra tips or tricks to keep the bird cool? Any advice would be fantastic. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Brady, thank you very much for the kind words. We do appreciate it. We appreciate you, appreciate your question. And don't forget, guys, askadroneu.com if you have a question.
This is going to be a fast podcast, Rob.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let's not try to break any fast records here, but go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk like the people at DMV.
Like a sloth. All right, go ahead. No, you don't need to do that.
Hello.
Let's not do that.
How can I help you? This is like how fast Rob's computer operates, too. Anyway, okay, on that bombshell.
That was a low blow.
On that bombshell, Flying the Inspire 1 in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was there in September. It was 105 degrees, and I got a battery voltage warning because my batteries were just too dang hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you watch our Flying Over Water class, we actually talk about this issue pretty significantly. We give you equipment you should buy. We tell you things you should bring with you when you're out on boats flying. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to hold back a burp right now. But
the, you get the nitty gritty in this podcast.
But at 105 degrees, I got a battery voltage warning when I had just taken off from a boat and the drone began to auto land by itself. Luckily, I was only about 15 feet from the boat itself. So I was able to bring the drone back in a linear pattern. You can't move up at all. You cannot increase your elevation whatsoever. So you got to be fast thinking on your feet. And I was over water. So you really had to be fast on your feet.
Yeah.
Or on the water on your feet. Anyway, that being said, 105 degrees was the Inspire 1. I've seen the Phantom 4 Pro operate in up to 107 and then create a battery voltage warning. But there are so many things that you can do to protect your gear before you go out to the job to make your drones last longer and fly longer. This was also a significant reason I'm not a fan of the fact that the Inspire 2 is gunmetal gray and black. I have a gunmetal gray and black truck, and it gets really, really hot on the inside. Luckily, it's not black. It's gunmetal gray, so it's not as bad, but it's still pretty dang bad. There are many things you can do. Check out the Flight Over Water class to see all the things that you can do. But seriously, things like just bringing a towel with you. I know that sounds stupid, but bringing a towel with you can give you another hour of flight time.
What are you going to do with that towel? What do you mean bringing a towel with you?
So let's say that I'm going out on another surfing expedition to go fly again. All right. We get on the boat. While my boat is on the dock waiting to get on the boat, it is covered in a towel.
Okay.
The case was in an air-conditioned room all night long with the case open so all the cold air could infiltrate the foam inside of the case to, again, use the foam as a thermal insulator for the drone while you're out in the field.
Right. And a lot of people like to use iPads. That's just not going to work in this heat.
Absolutely not. In fact, it was just so funny. What was it? 2 days ago, we were out filming the drills and practice course, and the iPhone overheated before the iPad did, and the iPad overheated.
iPhone before the iPad?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I left it out in the sun.
Oh, okay. But it's only been like, what, 85?
No, it was
90.
It was 100 that day.
Oh, so that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, whatever,
okay.
Last week.
Yeah.
The thing is that this is why I'm going to be testing the Crystal Sky monitors. We may have to buy two, and we're going to send one back. Just a heads up. We're going to do that.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, you're welcome. anyway, you are the bean counter, so it is important knowledge.
I like to have a lot of beans to count.
You don't like giving the beans away?
I don't like giving up beans.
Anyway, this is why I want to try the Crystal Sky monitor, because someone was saying that the max operating temperature listed on the box was like 103. And no offense, but the Crystal Sky monitor is not going to be a useful screen if it cannot handle the heat. This is why the iPad is not good for all of us pilots that live in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado. It's just not reasonable.
Nevada. Mm-hmm. Just throwing them in there. I don't want to leave them, especially since our caller's from Las Vegas.
Yeah, true. Oh,
so
yeah, good point.
I've actually seen some folks, and people have posted pictures of this kind of stuff where they've created these apparatus with fans behind the iPad and maybe even using those softer ice packs, you know, that you don't have to freeze them necessarily, but get them real cold. Would you do something like that?
I would not do the ice packs. I did see that at some maker conference, someone created an iPad cooling device, and it was for another industry. I forget what it was. I want to say it was racing, because they wanted iPads in the cars, but the cars don't have air conditioners, because then that would suck 20% of the horsepower out of the motor. So you're driving NASCAR and you're doing all these things and it's 100 degrees outside and same thing. You need an iPad that works. So it'll be really interesting to see if these Crystal Sky monitors, which say that they're brighter than iPads, but only the bigger one is, see if they actually work in these hot temperatures. Mm-hmm. Because that's why I do not use an iPad. And people are like, but Paul, I just need my reading glasses on. And, you know, our CIA friend yesterday who showed up at the field, that's what he was saying. So
interesting.
I can't give away his name, but anyway,
might have to kill you.
I can't do the phone like you say, and I'm like, well, get a 7 Plus or get a 7, you know?
Right. Yeah, they make them obviously as big as an iPad mini.
But also something to think about: a lot of people buy iPads and write it off as a business expense because it's equipment.
Of course.
Now the way that iPhone sales are going, most of them are leases. So if you're a T-Mobile or Verizon, you're typically leasing a phone.
So you write that off too.
Exactly. So instead of, you know, paying for a phone every month, get the bigger phone, write it off as a business expense, and just buy it out right there.
Yeah.
That way you're not paying interest and you're not leasing the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. So on batteries and keeping those cool, have you ever carried them around in a cooler with a couple of the hard cased ice pack things?
No, but I have seen people do that.
Seems to make sense. I mean, it seems reasonable.
It seems
Why
to make
you do
sense,
that?
But it doesn't. It's not good for the batteries, because if you're shocking the batteries from hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold, the cells are not going to be able to retain their initial structure. For example, last year I was flying the World Series of Surfing and going through the Inspire 1 batteries like crazy, boom, boom, boom. I finally had to put them in, like, luckily I had another Expedition in Florida, left the Expedition on, charging the batteries inside the Expedition because it was air conditioned.
Right.
Well, shocking the batteries, I mean, I was flying
just
all day long.
Just from air conditioning.
Uh-huh. It ruined 3 batteries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, I can't fly on those batteries anymore.
So...
But I kind of figured that going into the World Series of Surfing, which I'm not sure is going to happen this year, because the governing body doesn't seem to understand that Canada has way more intense drone law than the United States. And I'm like trying to get details and I'm just not getting it. And it's like,
well, that's changed though, because it was pretty easy in Canada a year ago.
Exactly.
2 years ago.
Exactly.
They've gone 180 on us.
Exactly.
Or
which
on
is
them.
Why I'm afraid of what's going to happen here in the United States,
yeah.
Which is why it's so important that you share this podcast, because we've got a lot of legal updates coming. We need you guys to be advocates. You know, this whole registration thing is really interesting because it's really had an effect on people in Washington. The congressmen and women don't believe that the FAA can do what it needs to do. Okay. They're trying to implement law after law after law to control this whole thing.
Right.
It's a nightmare right now. I think the government has lost faith in the FAA in some instances, while the FAA is like, you guys have tied our hands behind our backs. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this cyclical nature of legislation in America where we implement the wrong thing and then we have to fix it and fix it and fix it and fix it until 12 times over it's fixed. Look, 107 is good. When the app comes out with the grid maps to get instantaneous airspace authorizations, that's going to be great.
It's going to be great, yeah.
It's gonna be really good. We don't need to screw with that. I don't want to end up like Canada or else I'll move.
Right.
So I don't care. There are so many people in this country operating illegally, they don't either. So at this point, it's like, unless legislation is perceived to be legitimate and really help people out, I don't think it's gonna happen. I also would say there is hope that none of these laws get passed.
Sure.
Because no offense, Washington, you're in gridlock. So whether you believe it or not, it's in total gridlock right now.
Yeah, it could just be a bunch of rams battering their heads together and getting nothing accomplished.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
In fact, actually watching rams jam their heads against each other is more entertaining. I've seen that on a ranch before. It's really entertaining.
Seen it
I
in
would
mountains.
Much rather watch that than CNN or Fox News.
that's right. Oh, gosh,
because
yes,
I know,
please.
I know those two channels 99% of the time are wrong. So
yeah. I don't watch those guys.
Anyway.
So what would be just kind of circling back a little bit before we sign off here, the hottest that you would fly in? Because I've actually heard, read people flying at like 110, 115.
I've heard it 110 as well before. Again, I say 105 because we were not aware of the heat. So I didn't use towels. My black case was out in the open. Yes, we were in a thermal controlled room in a hotel room before that, the night before. And again, 105 battery error. So if you are very cognizant of this, yes, you can fly in higher temperatures. I don't recommend it.
It's hard on the drone. I've got to imagine
it's
on
very
the motors,
hard on the drone. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
As the motors heat up, everything in there is going to heat up as well. So,
yeah.
And honestly, if you are living in the desert, get your flights in the morning and get your flights in the evening and call it a day.
Right.
So, and I would only do evening flights where you need the light to be a certain angle because you're flying in the evening.
Right. So just because people have done it and because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
True.
Right.
True.
Cool.
All right, guys. I think that's going to do it for us today. Phantom 4 Pro, 105 to 110, depending on how you prepare your drone and where you are. Also, Inspire 1 is the same Inspire 2. I haven't been able to test yet. It was 104 last week and she was doing just fine. So
good.
Yep. Although my iPad did overheat and my phone and everything
inevitable.
Else. Yep.
And everything
which
else.
Is why you should never fly a Spark
Paul.
On a phone in the summertime.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.